Parshas Re'eh, Tov Shin Pei Dalet, Moshe Rabbeinu starts with his introduction to Tshuva. Re'eh Anoichi Noisim Nifneichem Hayoim, Bracha Uklala. The Vilna Gaon and Kohel Elyo explains why Moshe Rabbeinu chose to express himself with these words when he introduces the demand for Tshuva, and he says, the first thing Moshe Rabbeinu says is Re'eh, Lashon Yachid. Even though he continues Lifneichem, the mitzvah of Tshuva is for everyone. But Re'eh, a person must look at his own situation. It's irrelevant whether everybody else around me is doing Tshuva now or not. Re'eh, I must look, I must see my situation. Anochi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, is the one who is giving us this mitzvah of Tshuva. Hashem is the one who is there to help us and will not forsake us in the hands of the Yetzirah. Honestly, all the Siyata Deshmaya, the divine help and encouragement, honestly, it's all there. I'm all there to help you. Noisein, I am giving today, not Nosan, I gave. Noisein, I am giving now in the present tense, says the Vilna Gaon. Hashem gives a new Nesina constantly. Every day is a new Nesina. It doesn't matter that unfortunately till today I wasn't so good and I did various averus. Noisein, today is a day when I can make a fresh start. I can undertake to improve coming to Chodesh Elul. There's a new Nesina, a new opportunity today. Noisein lefneichem hayoim, I'm giving you today a new opportunity for renewed encouragement, Anochi, which I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, myself, am giving you and helping you and aiding you. This is the Re'eh, this is what each individual should see when we approach the mitzvah of Tshuva. We stand now just before the Chodesh Elul and the great opportunity to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are these 40 days of Tshuva significant? And why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a special encouragement in these 40 days? Because the Yidden in the Midbar, for 40 days, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, they undertook to blow the shofar every day to make sure we don't make the same mistake that we made last time. It started with a little seemingly insignificant step towards doing tshuva and making sure that we don't fall into the same pitfalls as previously. And for that, it's become a time for all generations when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us and helps us to do tshuva. This is what typifies Chodesh Elul, as we know from the Avodram and the Kadmonim. Elul has a remez in the pasuk Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. Elul is a time where every little step that we take, Ani ledoidi, that I come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vedoidi li, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes closer to me. The Nefesh HaChaim in the first shah discusses this concept of Ani ledoidi vedoidi li and explains the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Yidden is so close that one always mirrors the other. Every step that we take of Ani ledoidi will be matched and will be magnified. Vedoidi li, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help me. The Nefesh HaChaim brings the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peches, Ketapuach Batzei Ayar, and the Gemara discusses why a Klal Yisrael compared to a Tapuach. And Tosfos asks the Kasha, the Pasuk of Ketapuach Batzei Ayar is not referring to Klal Yisrael in Shir Shirim. Ketapuach is referring to the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one compared to the Tapuach, to the apple. So what does the Gemara mean that Klal Yisrael are compared to the Tapuach? Says Reb Chaim Voloshin and Nefesh HaChaim, because the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Yidden always are linked to one another. And therefore, if the Torah, if the Navi in Shir HaShirim describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship, Ketapuach Batzei Hayar Kein Rayosi Ben Abonis, then the same must be for the relationship that Klal Yisrael has with Hashem, because we are the ones who generate that closeness due to the Pasuk and the concept of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. This pshat of Rav Chaim Volozhin to answer Pesach's Kasha is brought down in the Droshas Chasam Sofer, who was almost the same generation, but he was so impressed with this pshat, printed with a mistake there in the Droshas Chasam Sofer, that he saw this in the Sefer Chayei Nefesh, but it really means the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim of Rav Chaim Volozhin. As we know very famously, Rav Yisrael Salant in the Sefer Eir Yisrael brings from Rav Zundel Salant, Hashem Tzilcha Al Yad Yuinecho. HaKadosh Baruch is compared to a tail, a shadow that mirrors what we do. Whatever you do gets copied by your shadow. So too, says the Medrash Rabbah in Bamidbar, explanation in the Pasuk, Yoshev B'Seiser Elyoin B'Tzeil Shakai Yisleinon. Says the Medrash, Yoshev B'Tzeil Shakai B'Tzeil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who sits in the tail, in the shadow. You don't always see him. But if you're prepared to do what it takes, then you will find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'Tzeil Shakai Yisleinon. He's there, he wants to help, he's available. There's a very famous piyut of Rabbi Yehuda Alevi of the Kuzari in one of his piyutim for the Yotzus for Simchas Torah. He articulates the feelings of closeness that Klal Yisrael feels to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says the following words, Ka ono emtzacha, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where will I find you? Mekoimcho na'ale v'ne'alom, your place, your position is so high and sublime and not seen. On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great, he is everywhere. Says Rabbi Yehuda Alevi, Dorashti kirvoscha b'chol libi krosicha. I search and yearn to become close to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chol libi krosicha, with my whole heart. I called out to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to come to meet you. And then he says these great words, Uvetzesi likroscha, likrosi betzasicha. As soon as I left, and as soon as I went out to meet you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to greet you, I found that you would come out, likrosi betzasicha, I found that you would come to greet me and to hold me close. These words encapsulate the whole concept of Elul, of Re'eon Noichin Noisein Lefneichem. There's a new Nesina today, and if we are going to be the ones who are Re'ei, who will see that there's a new Nesina, and we can take this opportunity, then on Noichin Noisein Lefneichem, I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with all my incredible Seat Tishmaya, I'm there to help you. Uvetzeisi Lekroscha Lekrosi Metzasicha. This is the concept which leads us to Rosh Hashanah, when we say Malchus, and the Gemara says, Imru lefonai Malchus, kedei shetam lichuni aleichem. In the same Gemara it says that we bring shtei aleichem, kedei sheyizborchu all the peiros, and we bring on each Yom Tov an issach hamayim sheyizborchu all the waters in the world. And the Mefarshim say, by the shtei aleichem and the Nisach HaMayim, the amount that we do is not commensurate with the bracha that we get in return. A little Shnei Alechem, and you get an incredible bracha for the whole year's Parnasa. A little Nisach HaMayim, and you get water all year. So too, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Imru Rafarim Malchus, Kedeshitam Likuni Alechem, the amount that we need to do is a little Imru Rafarim Malchus, a little bit of undertaking in the area of Ani L'doidi, what am I doing to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you get showered back with a Tamlichuni Aleichem, the entire might and help and Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there and available for us. Continues in Parashas Re'eh, V'shav Hashem Elekecho Es Shavuscha, says the Malbim. Simple translation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return our exiles. The Malbim says, V'shav Hashem Elokecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return and come close to you and shower you with bountiful bracha, es shavuscha. That depends and that reflects shavuscha, the amount that we will do tshuva and get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sosema says, Ani L'doidi, which is the message and the lesson of Chodesh Elul. What the pasuk means in Ani L'doidi is a person has to be aware every minute. Ani L'doidi, I came to this world not for the Anos of Olam Hazeh and not for all the other things that we are engaged in the pursuit of happiness. And me, my whole existence and my whole purpose and my tachlis is l'doidi, is to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was sent here for my neshama to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true that we have to be involved in parnasa. We have to be involved in so many aspects of this world, in the multifarious activities that we do. But we have to make sure we don't lose sight of ani, my purpose and my tachlis and my real metzias is l'doidi, to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We get closer to Rosh Hashanah, and it says, Slichus, Hashem Asei Leman Shemecha. We appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the beginning of Slichus, every time we say Slichus. Re'ei Amid Aseinu Dalim Vereishkim. See how empty and poor we are when we come towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we beg of Him to give us bracha in the coming year. Then we say these famous words, Hanashamalach, Ve'aguf, Paalach, Chusa alamalach. And then we continue, Hanashamalach, Ve'aguf shalach, Hashem asei leman shemecha. What's this double expression? Both times it starts with Hanashamalach, says the Chasam Sofer. There are two sorts of people. There's a person who relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very remote. Hanashama loch, it's true. Hanashama belongs to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The haguf, but the guf has no relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I've done nothing for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only shaykhus that my guf has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Paloch. It was created by you historically. Such a person, the maximum that he can do is to appeal. Chusar ala moloch, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avrachmonas, don't punish me. Because Amalach, you created me. Halavai Hashem should answer the tefillah. But if we seize the opportunity in Elul, and we focus on the fact that Ani L'doidi, my whole Metzias, was created to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then when we come to Snichus, then we turn to Hashem in a completely different way. And we say, Anashamalach, my Neshama is dedicated to you. V'haguf Shalach, I now understand and appreciate and dedicate and focus. My guf is shalach, is also for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I've done that, if I took that step towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a completely different way, and I say to him, Hashem, Asei Leman Shemecha, give me a good year, health, happiness, prosperity. Asei Leman Shemecha, do this for your sake, because my guf has now become my guf shalach, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets closer to me. Hashem, Asei Leman Shemecha, because V'shav Hashem Elokecha es Shavuscha. We just had now the camp of the Midi Yeshiva here in Mitzvah Yericho, and we were fortunate to hear most inspiring drosha from the famous Shalom Atcha Lubashkin, with stories of incredible perseverance in the darkness of prison, exemplifying the concept of Ani L'doidi, of feeling that I'm here because I want to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feel Ani L'doidi wherever you might be, whichever situation a person is. Nobody should be tried with any of the tribulations that we heard, but the concept to learn that I can be in prison and yet feel that really my neshama is not subject, is not here, is not part of this situation. My neshama remains dovot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That limud every one of us can learn. I can be in the office, and I can be in the car, and I can be involved in whatever I'm doing, but Ani L'doidi, I'm really here because I need to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I never lose sight of that. And that gets mirrored in such an incredible way, exemplified and magnified by the Doidi Li, the amount of Siyata Dishmaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers us to get closer to Him. I finish with a story which Harav Pinkus writes in his Sefer. He met a lady who was unfortunately very, very far from Yiddishkeit, but she was an old lady and she had the opportunity in her youth to speak to the Chofetz Chaim himself, the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, and she said to him that you live in the darkness of Radin. You're not exposed to the brilliance and light that is available in the world. If you leave Radin and you join the enlightenment that this world has to offer, you will see, what are you doing in the darkness of Radin? And the Chofetz Chaim said, it all depends on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to make physical things, and the Chofetz Chaim already said then, 100 years ago, if you're involved in the world of Gashmius, the day will come when planes will fly around and bombs will fly, great, big enough to destroy the world. That takes place in what you call the enlightenment. But we, says the Chofetz Chaim, are not involved in making planes and bombs, but we are involved in making people, in creating a metzias which is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ani l'doidi. And that, says the Chofetz Chaim, takes place in what you call the darkness of Radin. This is the great opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers us. Re'ei anochi noisim lifneichem hayoim. There's a new nesina. It's hayoim, today. Forget about what happened until today. But there's a noisim, there's a new current tense noisim. And if we want to be a re'ei and we want to see that whatever's going on around us, whatever's happening to the lifneichem, but I will see that my purpose is to use and utilize today to become closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then on Noichi, all the greatness and all the midas of the Kadosh Baruch Hu are available to help us to get closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. May we be zeicha, each and every one of us, to grab the opportunity of what Rosh Hashanah has, what Elul has, what Parshas Re'eh has to offer us. And may we use this great opportunity. And then we should be zeich, each and every one of us, uvetzeisi likrascha, likrasi mitzasicha.